Welcome to a podcast of a sermon delivered at the Unitarian Society of Ridgewood in New Jersey. Our congregation is a place where you will find inspiration in the richness of diverse beliefs and the power of community. Detailed information about the Unitarian Society of Ridgewood is available on our website, uuridgewood.org.
So, as some of you know, I got married this past summer. Thank you. Thanks. You really feel like we're in this together. And for our honeymoon, the part that happens before that, I went to Peru to hike the Inca Trail with my wife. And as you might know, it's basically 3 days of hiking straight uphill, like 6,000 feet, and then you go down for a day. And at the end of it, you come into this great clearing and you find Machu Picchu, this hidden city of the Incas. And there were a lot of wonderful moments that I experienced while on the trail, from petting wild alpacas to being invited to play soccer with children in a local village. But by far, the most amazing moment was waking up early the last morning of the trip, just before the day of our descent. I unzipped my tent. It was freezing. Remember, it's still winter down there. And I willed my tired legs to put on my shoes and walk to a nearby river that our guide had told us about. He said it was a runoff from an ancient glacier hidden deep in the Andes. So just as the sun was rising over the eastern mountains, I arrived at this river. There was no one else around. All I could hear was the sound of the rushing water and the splashing osprey fishing further downstream. And all I could see were the trees that surrounded me and the river cutting its way through the valley that was 3,000 feet below. So I did what any reasonable person would do in the early morning in winter. I took off my shoes and I placed my feet in the water. It was so cold. You would not believe me how cold it was. But it felt so good after so many days of hiking. I closed my eyes and I let my toes sink into the mud. And in that moment, I felt so held by nature, so connected to the river flowing over my feet. And in that river, I could feel its power. The power to shape landscapes, the power to carve out this valley over centuries, the power to quench thirst, the power to grow things, the power to house fish, the power to flood and destroy and grow crops and create life itself. Standing there in this river in Peru at the break of day, I felt the power of this river. The power to make its mark. The water ceremony is one of my favorite traditions in Unitarian Universalism. In many ways, it is a homecoming, a way for us to come back together after a period of being away and say hello to one another again. For me, this water communion today is special because I am saying hello to you for the first time. I want to say that it's a pleasure to be here, and I am so looking forward to our ministry together. Hello. But the water ceremony, it's also about power. Through the symbol of us combining our waters together in a single vessel, we say that we are stronger together than we are alone. We acknowledge that like a river, we each have power to make our mark, both in helpful ways and in harmful ways. But through our ceremony of coming together, we affirm that we're going to use our power to create a world of justice and love. So once again, hello. I look forward to serving you all this year as your new director of family ministry, and I cannot wait. I mean this. I can't wait to see how we, as a community, make our mark on one another and make our mark on the world. May it be so.
So we spend some of our summer on Cape Cod. We have since I was a kid, and there's one beach that is possibly my favorite place on earth that we go to while we're out there over the summer. It's a beach on the bayside, and when the tide is high, there's so little space on the hot sand that all the umbrellas and the bright towels and the sand toys get crammed cheek by jowl. But when the tide is low, you can walk a mile from the dunes to the waterline. Left behind by the tide as it flows out are these little pools teeming with life. Hermit crabs and tiny fish that we call minnows because we don't know any better. Jellyfish and worms that come up out of the wet sand. Algae and seaweed that winds around your legs. Even in the heat of summer, the water is cool at this beach. On any given day, the waves might be gentle froths of white or discordant breaks farther out, though it's never rough. Whether tide is low or high, you can see out across the Atlantic Ocean unimpeded. The sky is huge and the water seems endless. It's a perfect beach for families, for people who love to take long walks, for shell lovers and kite flyers and fishers and shallow water floaters and sandcastle creators and in-the-water toe dippers and big horizon gazers. And still, it isn't all things to all people. Nothing can be. If you love big waves, if you want to surf, this is not the beach for you. And even if it has what you're looking for, sometimes you need to wait. If you want to build an enormous sand sculpture, you've got to wait for the low tide. If you want the water really close and you want to get in deep, you've got to wait until it's high tide. Part of why I love this beach is because it isn't always the same. The beach has a very different character when the tide is high and when the tide is low. Some things stay the same. There's always the big sky and the never too large waves. But different life is visible depending on the time of day. Different activities are possible. A different experience can be had. Because of the way the water changes, rushing in and filling all the spaces, but then pulling back and leaving some of itself behind, then coming back and reabsorbing those pools, this same beach is never quite the same. It's there, but changing. The same, continuous, but mutable, and offering endless possibilities. I have come, after many a water ceremony, to believe that this is one of the most powerful things about water, and that congregations are not unlike water in this way. From moment to moment, any body of water is not that different, right? The tide takes a long time to shift. You don't see it from one moment to the next change. A reservoir doesn't fill instantaneous. It's a slow process. But from moment to moment, the water molecules that make up the place that you interact with the water are completely different. A fish swimming, a hand swirling, a raindrop falling, a tiny tide breaking. There's a constant motion to water that means it's never exactly the same. And any given change to a body of water's activities can have any number of impacts. There's endless possibility. Congregations are like this. From moment to moment, day to day, they are filled with a different collection of people. You, who sit here this Sunday, may not sit here next Sunday, though I hope you do. The membership changes, the leadership changes, the minister changes, but the congregation, as a collective group that holds and heals and struggles and washes clean and renews and sustains and allows for life, is always here. While some rush to the center of things and others hang back, every person who participates in the life of a congregation makes their mark with their own special gifts. There is boundless opportunity as we step into this journey together, bringing our own special powers. And it is those powers, the powers that you bring, the powers that Dylan brings, the powers that I bring, that I cannot wait to uncover with you as we start this journey. May we find that even as we offer a steady place of comfort and calm and safety, that we are adaptable, moving and shifting to offer each other and the world what is needed, using our powers to create a world where everyone's gifts are honored and all people can thrive. So may it be.